This story happened to me on a Saturday night. It happened when I was with my girlfriend, who we'll call Lisa for the sake of the story. I was sitting on my bed watching TV while Lisa was on her laptop working on a school report for her English class. It was due the following Monday, which kept her busy on the laptop for the majority of the weekend. My parents were out of town, so we had the house to ourselves. I'd just like to point out that Lisa and I were polar opposites from each other. I say this because she was a goth who fantasized over dark and morbid kind of things. I was the complete opposite from that. However, our different personalities didn't stop us from pursuing a relationship with one another, as we'd been together for about 4 months now. I'd also like to point out that Lisa was extremely socially awkward if she was talking to anyone other than myself. There was a time where I invited her over to a family dinner with my parents. Lisa was understandably a bit shy at first, but as the night progressed, it turned out to be less awkward than I anticipated. Near the end of dinner, my dad asked Lisa, "So Lisa, if you could have anything in the world other than Jack, what would it be?"
I don't know if I feel comfortable answering that.
"What do you mean? What else would you want other than my son?"
"Harold, stop it! Sweetie, you can tell us only if you want."
I could tell Lisa was getting uncomfortable about the impromptu interrogation my parents decided to have by the look on her face.
"Well, it's complicated."
To be honest, I was a little taken back by that statement, as I thought I knew everything about her. I decided to chime in saying, what do you mean, Lisa?" Things took a total 180 when Lisa says,
"Don't you guys wish you could resurrect your dead loved ones?"
Sure, I mean, I guess I would.
My family found Lisa quite bizarre since that day, but oddly enough, accepted her for who she was. Fast forward to now, and that statement that Lisa made would all make sense to me. Lisa was tired of the monotony of her report, so we decided to head to the balcony. I remember both of us being out of our minds while gazing out into the horizon. Midway through, Lisa offhandedly makes an odd remark saying,
"It would be pretty cool if I could see Todd again."
Todd was Lisa's ex. I found this quite strange that she would say such a thing, considering the fact that we were both dating each other. I assumed she was out of her mind, but sadly, that didn't stop me from giving her a piece of my mind. I agitatedly said,
"Fine, go see him then. It's not like I ever liked you."
Lisa then gives me a death stare like she wanted to throw me off the balcony. I stare back at her while I casually take another. A long pause of awkward silence occurred, but then I had a nostalgic moment. I remembered Lisa mentioning something about Todd passing away just before we dated. His cause of death was due to undisclosed reasons I won't get into. Everything Lisa was saying all made sense now. She was just expressing that she wanted to see Todd again since he was no longer here with us. I attributed my lack of memory to being out of my mind, which helped make the mishap more plausible, so I extend my arm to pass the to Lisa. She then slaps the out of my hand and aggressively says,
"He was better than you anyway."
I had gotten into arguments with Lisa in the past, but I could tell she was at her boiling point this time. She then storms out of my place and immediately gets into her car. Despite being wrong in the situation, I stupidly shouted from the balcony saying,
"Fine, have fun fishing on Tinder, loser!"
She then flips me the bird and begins driving off into the distance. I eventually head back to my bedroom and continue to watch TV. About 5 minutes later, I couldn't help but feel guilty about what I did. I then decide to text Lisa saying, "Please come back to my house. I'm not trying to fight. I also have a free place in more in case you forgot." A couple minutes go by and I get no reply. That's when I start becoming more anxious. I kept contemplating whether I should call Lisa, but I didn't want to submit to the fact that I was begging for her forgiveness. I continued watching television. That's when I noticed Lisa's laptop sitting on my computer desk. She had stormed off and obviously forgot to take it with her. I noticed that Lisa had left her school report still open on a Word document, so I decided to proofread it, thinking it would be my silly way of apologizing to her. The report was titled, Be with your loved ones, even when they're dead. This wasn't that surprising, as I knew the kind of person Lisa was, but it was also disturbing due to the circumstances that had just occurred on the balcony. I skim through the report and find Lisa talking about a relationship, and how she wasn't internally happy and needed some sort of closure. I became more and more anxious the further I read into the report. She goes into detail about her past relationship with Todd, and how she misses him tremendously. As I skim through more of the report, I come across a part where Lisa talks about being able to reconnect with Todd through a satanic blog she found online. To summarize what she said, it basically insinuated that you would have to go to the last spot where the person died and die the same way. That way you'll be able to reconnect with them in the afterlife. I begin panicking and call Lisa's cell phone. She then picks up the phone and says,
"What do you want?"
in a voice full of disdain and hatred. I try to pretend like I knew nothing about the report and say, "Please come back. I'm sorry about everything that happened. I'm sorry about what I said."
"There's no coming back from this, Jack."
That's when I hear the sound of a train honking from a distance. My heart dropped and I yelled, "Lisa, where the hell are you?"
"Where I should have been all along."
I could hear the train getting louder and louder, like it was coming with a full head of steam towards her direction. I began shouting,
"Lisa, get the hell out of there! Lisa, please, I'm sorry!"
Desperately trying to stop her from what I knew she was about to do.
"Lisa, I'm sorry, okay? Get the hell out of there! Please!"
"Oh, Lisa, please, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Lisa, please, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Please come back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was such an awful boyfriend. I'm sorry, Lisa." She then said,
"See you again, Todd."
"No! No, Lisa!
Oh, Lisa, please, I'm sorry.